In Afghanistan, more than 100 people were killed or wounded in a terrorist bombing. Six members of the Afghan parliament are among the dead. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson joins us on the line now from the Afghan capital. And Soraya, six members of the parliament dead. Were they the intended targets?
It appears to be the case. There were 18 lawmakers total that were on a trip basically to go to various provinces and meet with constituents and talk about their economic woes. These were members of the Economic Commission in Parliament. This was their last stop in Bahlam before they headed to Kunduz. Both of these provinces are north of Kabul. They had just gotten out of the car to meet with some constituents when a teenage suicide bomber came up into the crowd and detonated.
And as you say, this is in the northern part of the country, a relatively safe area of the country.
Well, there have been some difficulties in Bahlan and in Kunduz province, which is where they were headed next. But yes, compared to the south, it certainly is supposed to be a very safe part of the country.
And did these lawmakers have security guards with them?
Yes, they did. They had their own security teams. There were also dozens of police officers. But because this was intended as a meet and greet, they were not stopping people from approaching the lawmakers.
And I understand children were among those killed.
The reports that we're hearing is that there were children with parents. Everybody was sort of approaching this group to talk to them. It's rare to see people of any import traveling around the provinces, so I'm sure that they drew a crowd.
So you say it was a teenage suicide bomber. Has any group claimed responsibility?
Not at this point, but it does certainly have the signs of it being a Taliban attack. Certainly the Taliban have tried to attack government officials as much as they can, in addition to Western troops.
And so what's the impact of an attack like this on the government there?
Well, it's very difficult for this government. They really are trying to connect with their people, and the Taliban have made it clear that one of their goals is to try and separate Afghans from their government. And this sort of attack makes it that much more difficult for Afghan officials to go out and meet with people and try to persuade them that the government, in fact, is meeting their needs.
And how powerful now is the Taliban?
Well, they certainly are growing in strength. The attacks have picked up. If you talk to NATO officials and U.S. officials here, they will say that's because the military is targeting them more. But it seems that a growing number of people are joining this group. We have very many underemployed youth here in Afghanistan. They are prime targets for the Taliban, who persuade them that for a little money and for some glory, that this is the way for them to go, to join the Taliban and, in fact, fight the government and fight Western troops.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you.
You're welcome.